This is our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I'm thinking about how you don't need a title to affect change. In this series, we're focusing on how we interact with those in positions of power. When I turn to the scriptures, I think about the story of Cornelius. The scriptures describe Cornelius as a devout man who feared God. He gave generously to charity and he prayed regularly to God. So one afternoon, an angel of the Lord appeared before Cornelius and said, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have not gone unnoticed by God." The angel instructed him to send for Peter, and a few days later, Peter appeared in his home. Although when Peter arrived, he told him it was against Jewish law to enter a Gentile's home. But Peter quickly realized that God wanted him to release that way of thinking. Later that day, in the home of Cornelius were both Gentiles and Jews, and soon the Holy Spirit would enter that home and fall upon all of them. Cornelius effected change not as a Jewish elite with the title, but as a mere Gentile. And the story of Cornelius reminds me of how these young students around the country are responding to the recent mass killing in Parkland, Florida. These young people only bear the title of student. They don't hold an office, and many are not even old enough to vote. Yet they are pledging to help change gun legislation in our country in an effort to save more lives. Today, let us release any fear we might have about affecting change as we remember these words. For God gave us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. 2 Timothy 1:7. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, ask yourself, who needs a title?